早晨好。
I just feel like God is moving me to speak this morning.
感觉到主是在感动我来上来说话。
I've been wanting to do this for several weeks, but today God led me to give my testimony. Oh, thank you. As you know, or most of you know, I've been battling cancer for about 3 years now, and the Lord has been beside me the whole time, never left my side.
我已经好几个星期有这样的感动，想上来做见证。你们也许知道我有患了癌症，但是神与我同在，每一步带领我。
He humbled me in order to help me be closer to Him.
他让我谦卑下来，也让我更亲近他。
I have felt His presence every day and every night, every minute, through every cancer treatment, every surgery, just all day and all night, He's with me.
每时每刻每一分钟我都感到神的同在，不管是在我治疗的过程当中还是什么时候，神总是关照着我。
If it wasn't for the prayers and the support, the encouragement from all of my brothers and sisters here at the Chinese Christian Church, I wouldn't be here today.
若不是我们这边教会弟兄姊妹一起为我祷告，我今天不会站在这。
This is a wonderful church. I love it. I love everybody here. And I thank you for all your many, many prayers, your encouragement, and support through it all. Emming, Homer, Pastor Gary. I can't name everybody's name, but everybody has come visit me in the hospital, called me, talked to me here at church, and given me lots of love and support, and that's gotten me through my cancer.
这是一个美好的教会，我感到在这个教会里有许多的弟兄姐妹都给我的爱，我也不能每一个人都提到他们的名字。我感谢你们在我这个治疗当中，他们来探望我，给我祷告，支持我。
2017 was a very difficult year for me. Lots of challenges.
2013年对我来说是一个巨大的挑。2017年是对我来说是一个巨大的挑战。
God gives us challenges every day to make us stronger.
神给我们这样的挑战试炼是让我们变得更加坚强。
And He draws us nearer to Him.
他也让我们与他更加亲近。
In 2017, I went back to Mayo Clinic and found out that my cancer came back and had a biopsy. And sure enough, I had to do something about it.
2017年我去梅尔诊所，他们让我知道我的我的癌症复发了。
So they told me I couldn't do surgery again. I already did surgery, so that wasn't an option.
那个医院告诉我，他说我不能再动手术了，因为你已经动过手术了。
They said you have two choices. You can do chemotherapy or you can do nothing.
那个医院说或者我做化疗或者你就什么也不要做。
So I did 12 weeks of chemotherapy here in Kansas City at Menorah.
所以我在 Menorah 做了四个星期的化疗。
During that time, Pastor Gary came and sat with me and prayed and we studied Bible verses together and some of the other brothers and sisters were encouraging me at the same time.
在这段时间里，何牧师经常来看我，然后我们一起祷告，我们一起学习圣经。其他的弟兄姐妹也来看望。
During that time, I lost my wife. She decided to leave me. So,
在这段时间，那我的太太妻子离开了我。
And soon after, well, during my chemo treatments, my company called me and said, oh, by the way, today we terminated your job because you haven't been here for 6 months.
同时那个公司也打电话告诉我说，因为你有6个月没有到公司来上班，所以我们终止跟你的合同。
I went and had a scan done, and they said the chemo wasn't working.
但我做了那个，他检查了之后，发现我的那个化疗对我没有什么作用。
Through all this, I really felt God was holding me in His arms. He never left my side.
在这个过程当中，我感到神一直把我抱在他的手中，他没有离开我。
So, the doctor told me the next step was to try radiation treatments. So, I did 30 radiation treatments.
然后这个医生告诉你可以用放疗来治疗，那我做了30次的放疗。
During those radiation treatments, I would lie down on the table and they would put me in a machine for like 15 or 20 minutes. The entire time,I was on that table. I was praying.
那在每一次放疗的时候，我就平躺在这个治疗的那个床上，然后他就有十几分钟的时间，他会做放疗。在这个时候，我就在心里祷告。
God gave me peace, and He got me through all that. It was very easy. There was no pain, and I never got sick.
神给我那个平安的心，他也保守我没有让我有很强烈的反应。
I just felt like he was blessing me. He was telling me I needed to listen to him more because I hadn't been listening hard enough. I just been living, going to church every Sunday and going to work and enjoying life, and I really wasn't down.On my knees, talking to God every day. I would talk to God when I went to bed at night, talk to God when I wake up in the morning. But now I pray continuously.
在这段时间，我感受到神在给我这样的祝福。我以前来教会，每个星期天也来教会，但是我没有感到跟他有那么的亲近。虽然我也祷告，但是现在我每天都是会跪下来每天都跟他有每时每刻都会祷告。
Okay, that's the fourth. I guess it was the fourth thing that happened. A challenge this year was my mother passed away, but it was such a blessing. She was 99 and three quarters years old.
还有一个就是我的母亲也去世了，但是这是一个祝福，她99岁。7.75岁
My mother is responsible for my faith. She brought me up from the time I was born in the church.
我的母亲是带我相信主的，从小时候她就带我到教会。
And my father as well. My father passed away a few years back, but they were both Christian people.
我的父亲也是，他们是很好的基督徒我的父亲几年前去世了。
But I believe that God puts us on our knees for a reason. He weakens us to give us strength.
神让我们跪下是有道理的，他是让我们把我们身上的东西拿走，让我们软弱。
I feel more blessed today than I felt in my whole life. I'm very, very happy right now. I just feel very blessed by God. My doctor told me 3 years ago, he said, this cancer is a very aggressive cancer, and we have to stay on top of it because it grows, it spreads. Well, when I went to Mayo 3 months, or back 2 days before Christmas, they said, there's only one tumor, and it's shrinking. So praise the Lord.
他说我感到那我的医生跟我说，像我这个癌症是非常发展会非常快，会传播到全身。3年前他们就这样讲，但是我经过这一段治疗，我去圣诞节以前我去没有诊所的时候，他们说我现在身上的癌症就剩下一点点，一个，然后这个而且它还在不断的消失中。
Thank you, Ming, for being able to translate for me. I wish I could speak Chinese, but I can't. God didn't give me that gift.
感谢翻译。他说我希望我能够说中文。我希望能够说中文。
I don't I don't know how to conclude. I just want to say God is working lots of miracles every day in my life, and I hope He's working miracles in yours. If you get down on your knees and you pray every day, pray all day, whenever there's a need to pray for it, whether it's a need for you or a need for your spouse or a need for your children, your brother or sister, pray about it, because there's no problem too big for God.
我在结束之前我就想告诉大家，就是我们都要随时愿意跪下在神面前祷告，为我们的妻子，为我们的家庭，为我们的孩子，我们身上没有一个问题神是不能解决的。
So I promised Gary I wouldn't talk too long because of the meetings today, so I'm gonna stop now, butAnyway, I bless you all and thank you all for your prayers. That's gotten me through the cancer and I'm getting well. Thank you.
感谢神，感谢你们所有的给我的祷告，愿神祝福你们。
祷告的时间交给何牧师。我去哪？
弟兄姐妹们平安。Peace be to you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Mike, for your testimony. It is a great encouragement to us. I appreciate that very much.
感谢 Mike 刚刚给我们做那美好的见证。
Today is our annual meeting, and this is a vision update. So,
今天是我们的年会，我愿意跟大家分享我们教会的意向的更新。
So this vision update is like a family talk. We're gathered around like a family to talk about our vision for this year, and also to remember that we are one family, and we.Have unity.
这个意向的更新就像我们全家聚在一起，我们一起商讨家中的事物。最主要的是我们要有一个一致的心，合一的心。
So if you're visiting with us today, we welcome you as our friends to come and visit. Just want you to understand this is a different. It's not normal what we do, but we're going to do a family talk today.
当然你们若是从外面来访问我们，那今天好像有点不太一样，但是我们今天所做的就是我们像一个家庭在一起讨论。
So we see that our theme for the year of 2018 is that Christ is the head of this house.
我们知道我们今年的主题是基督是我家之主。
So this year of 2018, it's a vision of unity in our marriages, our families, in our church, small groups, and in the whole church.
所以像今年我们要讲的就是一个合一的意向，就是在我们的婚姻，我们家庭，我们的小组，到我们的教会。
You know, we come from two or more different backgrounds. We have cultures, different cultures, backgrounds, languages, generations, all represented in this church.
我们可能有不同的文化背景，我们有不同的语言，不同的世代，这个在我们教会里面都有各样的代表。
I've been to Beijing several times, and you go to Beijing in the Forbidden City, there is this tree.And this tree is called the love tree.
我去过北京好多次。你假如去北京的故宫，你们会看到这一棵树。这个树的名字叫爱的树。
It also shows us a tree, a vision for unity, because these two trees are growing together.
它好像象征的这个是合一的一个形象。
In our marriages and our families, we grow together. In our small groups and in the whole church, we are growing together.
在我们的婚姻当中，在我们的小组的当中，在我们教会当中，我们愿意都在长成一起，合一的有一个合一的景象。
So this tree is a good reminder to us that we are growing together.
这树好像在提醒我们，我们要在一起成长。
And I'd like to just share a few thoughts, as we talk about what is unity.
我愿意跟大家分享一下什么叫合一呢？
What does the Bible say about unity?
那圣经当中是怎么样讲合一的呢？
We see a lot of different expressions of unity in the Bible. We are one nation and people.
我们知道圣经当中有好多处讲到合一，比方讲到我们是一个国度的子民。
And we are one body, one family, one bride and spouse, one temple, one building with one foundation, one spiritual house, onevineyard, one flock.
所以他讲到我们是一个身体一个家庭一个信仰一个配偶一座殿一个建筑的统一的有一个基础一个属灵的家一块田地一个葡萄园我们是一群人。
And all these expressions give us a picture of what unity is, that we are one.
圣经当中那么多的形象是告诉我们我们是一个合一的一群。
What is the basis of our unity?
所以我们合一的基础在什么地方呢？
Of course, it is our faith in God.
当然最重要就是我们的信仰，我们对神的信仰。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶和华我们的神，主是唯一的神。
And there is a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but in that Trinity there is unity.
神是三合一的神，圣子、圣父、圣灵。他给我们的是一个合一的。
There is unity in our faith in Christ as we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
我们信仰基督就是要按他所安排，在热气满足的时候，是天上地上所有一切，都在基督里同归于一。
And the Lord prayed for us.And what really is the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17?
那在约翰福音十七章二十节到二十三节耶稣的祷告。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I in you, may there also be in us, so that the world may believe.That you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I and them and you and me, so they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他的话信我的人祈求，使他们合二为一，正如你父在我这里，我也在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。我在他们里面，你也在我们里面，使他们完完全全合二为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
Christ prayed that we would have complete unity.
神所祷告，耶稣所祷告的是我们在神里面，是一个合一的。
And then we see also unity in our faith in the Word of God.
我们也看到我们的合一是在我们的信仰，我们在神的话语当中。
The hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered.Following the word of the Lord.
他们一心遵循王与众首领凭耶和华之信所发的命令。
And so, as we follow the word of God and follow the king, we have that unity.
当我们跟随神，当我们跟随我们的王，我们就有一致的合一的心。
And there, he reminds us also, there is one body, And one spirit, Just as you were called to one hope, when you were called one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all, until we are all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So in God and in Jesus Christ and in His Word, we have unity and we grow together in unity to maturity in Christ.
神神的基督以及他的话语把我们粘合坚贞，把我们放在一起，让我们在当中有合一的心。
And then there is the beauty of unity. It is a beautiful thing to see brothers and sisters loving one another and as a family.The unity.
那我们也可以看到合一的美好的地方。
We have the body, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. We are one body.
我们有一个身体，但身体当中有许多的肢体。肢体虽多，但是我们都是一个身体。基督也是这样。
So the body has many parts, but it's beautiful to see how all those parts come together and form one body.
虽然身上有不同的肢体，但是我们看到这美好的之处在于它合成一个身体。
So we do not divide the body. An arm doesn't go off there and a leg go off there, but the body is united.
我们不是要分裂我们的肢体，手跟腿不能分裂。
And then the blessings of that unity in Psalm 133 verse 1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
我们也看到这个合一的祝福，诗篇133篇第一，133篇第一章第一节写的，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And love. From him the whole body is joined and held together.By every supporting ligament, and it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
我们也看到这个合一的爱，就是全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各安各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And so the parts of the body are connected, and that the connection is love for one another.
身体的肢体是他们是彼此的连接，是依靠这个爱。
And then we see demonstrations of unity. And the demonstrations of the unity were throughout the early church. All the believers were one in heart and mind.
我们也可以看到这个合一有很好的示范，特别是在早期教会，那么多信的人都是一心一意。
This morning we partook of the Lord's Supper. And it's also a symbol of unity. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we partake or break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf. And we who are many are one body. And we all share the one loaf together.
就像我们今天早晨所领的圣餐一样，它所象征的就是我们统领基督的身体，我们且不是统领基督的血吗？我们所掰开的饼，却不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，但仍是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼的。
So the causes of unity, let me suggest two things here: love. For over all these virtues, put on love, genuine love.Which binds them all together in perfect unity.
我们怎么样变成合一呢？那最重要的是爱。在这之外要存在爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
So it's something that we put on in our hearts. This love for one another that God has given to us. His love has been put into our hearts.
神把这个爱放在我们心里，就是要我们他放在我们每个人的心里。
And then there's effort. Effort. Ephesians tells us make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
同时我们自己也要努力，就像以弗所书所讲的，用和平彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And so the working together and praying together and love for one another, these are the things that cause unity.
我们在一起施工，我们在一起祷告，我们在彼此相爱，这些就是能够造成合一的。
Now, the causes of disunity, several are mentioned in the Bible. These are such as quarreling or fighting, spiritual immaturity, hypocrisy.
我们但是我们也有不合一的情况。那不合一的一般的造成的原因就是圣经当中也提到有，比方有争吵，有属灵的不成熟，有虚伪。
In 1 Peter 2:1, he gives us a very important lesson here. Peter says these words, Therefore, rid yourself, get rid of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander of every kind.
彼得前书二章一节告诫我们，你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
These are like cancer cells, and sometimes they attack the body, and so we need to get rid of these cancer cells. I don't know, maybe different ways we get rid of it: chemotherapy, radiation, various treatments, but we.Get rid of these cancer cells that would attack the body.
这就像我们身上有癌症的这个病灶，它会对我们造成伤害。我们愿意要把我们要把这些病灶都去除。
And then pride. Where there is strife, there is pride.
还有最重要，还有一个就是骄傲。当我们骄傲的话，我们就会引起震惊。
So unity is something that comes from God. And here are the causes for unity as we consider these things. I'd like for you to consider with us some proposals together.
合一是来自于神，所以我们愿意为了这个教会的合一，我们有一些建议。
So these proposals are for us to consider and I'd like to give you some reasons for considering these things. The first proposal is one combined worship service on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. in English with Chinese translation.
所以这边有三个建议。第一个建议就是我们中英聚会，我们有一个合并的聚会，就是一个像合一的聚会。那10:30开始，我们有中文的翻译。
Now we have an English service at 9:30. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we want our families to eat a meal together. We have busy schedules, I know. All of us have busy schedules. And, you know, it's hard to eat breakfast together. It's hard to eat lunch. And sometimes it's even hard to eat dinner together.
我们现在有9:30早晨是有一个英文聚会。我知道我们许多的弟兄姐妹都很忙，有的时候不能在一起吃早饭。也许不能，甚至有的时候都不能在一起吃晚饭。
The important thing is that we need to be together as a family, to have a meal together. And, you know, this is, you know, if it's not working that some are not able to come or for one reason or another, then we need to consider whether we go once a month, twice a month, three times, or every week to a combined service where we are feeding together, we're eating together as a family.
重要的是我们要在一起吃饭。就是我们可以开始，也许不一定是每个月三次都是，也许是一次、两次或者三次。那我们来试验这个，因为重要的是我们就在一起吃饭。
And then a better use of our resources, our music, our song leaders. Sometimes difficult to find for multiple services. So during this time, we have a better use of our resources.
这样对我们也来说也比较容可以更好的利用我们的资源，比方我们的灵会，比方我们的事情，有的时候比较困难，所以这样的话，我们可以比较容易调动那个资源。
A pastor can focus on the English message, while the translator can focus on the translation in Chinese.
牧师可以注重在他的英文讲道，翻译可以注重在翻译上。
And if possible, we'd like to have another speaker come and share with us once a month.
神所允许的话，每个月我们也可以邀请一些外边的讲员来跟我们一起分享。
And the Sunday school classes would make an adjustment accordingly. All the Sunday school classes could be at 9:30, English and Chinese.
那主日学会有些调整，因为主日学的话，中文、英文都会在9:30开始。
Joseph is in charge of Sunday school. He can work out the details of that. Sunday school is important, and we hope that you are able to come at 9:30 for Sunday school. But it is also even more important that we are worshiping together and we're coming together.
政府弟兄可以做他负责这方面的工作，他会做一些调整。主日学是很重要的，我们希望大家都能有时间来学。那更重要的是，我们愿意在一起敬拜。
The second proposal I'd like for us to consider is this: a pastor's service on Sunday.
第二个就是作为牧师他星期天的服事的工作。
I will not be teaching ESL classes on Sundays anymore.
我不再去上那个 ESL 的课程了。
We'll focus on men's and women's groups. We'll talk more about these groups later that have been going on Sundays. We have men's groups meeting together, and women's groups.
我们会更注重在男子跟女子姊妹他们有的查经的小组。
Focus on the church needs for counseling available anytime on Sunday to, you know, for counseling needs, questions, any problems.
也可以利用这一段时间给大家咨询或者回答问题。
We'll also try my best to get to know more people. We'd love to have you come to our home. Many of you have come to our home, or I'd love to go to your home. Our men's and women's groups have also given us an opportunity with our prayer partners to help us get to know each other better.
这我也可以利用这段时间更多的了解弟兄姊妹我也已经邀请很多弟兄姊妹到我家来，我也希望去访问许多的弟兄姐妹的家庭。我们知道在这个弟兄跟姊妹的查经这个小组呢，以及那个祷告的伙伴帮助我们了解更多的弟兄姐妹。
I would also like to apologize to those I haven't got a chance to fellowship deeply with this past year, and I will try my best to reach out to you.So I would like you to consider this second proposal as well.
我也特别的愿意向弟兄姐妹利用这个时间道歉。因为我来的教会时间，我不能接触到许多的，不能接触到所有的弟兄姐妹。我愿意运用这个时间向他们道歉。
The third proposal I'd like for you to consider is this: a pastor's prayer and feedback group.
第三个就是我要提的，就是牧师要有一个祷告以及他的反馈的小组。
I need your prayers for Sunday messages, and anyone who would speak here on Sunday, I will send this Sunday message ahead of time for our translators, our song leaders, and anyone else would like to help with questions or suggestions.
我需要你们为周日的信息祷告。我会提前把自己的信息发。传给那些翻译的或者是领会的弟兄也或者是其他的弟兄姐妹让他们先看一下这个信息。
And after the message, please feel free to talk directly with me about any questions or any suggestions. Come to me directly about that. I welcome you. And several of you have done that.
那信息完了之后我特别的希望你们 若是有建议或者意见跟我直接的交通有一些你们当中有一些已经跟我这样交通了，我非常的欢迎弟兄姐妹对我的信息有建议和交通。
So let us show love and make every effort to work together on unity and to oppose disunity.
让我们都在爱的当中彼此有一个合一的心不来反对我们当中的不团结。
We're speaking on the families in the Bible, and I will make an effort to have fewer main points and dig deeper with life lessons on those families.
当我们现在在讲圣经当中的家庭的关系的时候，我会尽量减少我所要讲的我突出那些要点希望能够比较挖掘一些我们在生活当中应用。
So these three proposals, I'd like for you to prayerfully consider these.On March the 18th, Sunday afternoon, after our dinner, our lunch, 12:30, I'd give you an opportunity to, you to express your suggestions and to make a final decision concerning these proposals.
我愿意你们都为这个建议有一点时间祷告。3月18号的时候，我会邀请弟兄姐妹在一起我们有一些祷告有一些分享对这些建议提一些意见。
Thank you for that. And then, just a way of introduction to those who do not know, these are the board members of the church during our annual meeting. They present these names to you, the officers of the church, the leaders group, and we ask that you would also, that we work together as a team.I think about parents. Sometimes, children would go to one parent and then, talk about something and then maybe not go to the other parent. And so we're working together as a team. And so ask that you would, allow that. As we work together for team, we want to maintain that team unity.
简单的介绍一下我们教会的带领的成员有董事会的成员以及这个有些职责的成员包括带领小组的成员希望大家有建议意见的时候能够尽量找多一点的成员有这样的交通。
We have at this annual meeting, we also have our executive groups. And these executive groups, remind us of that we are, we have a seeking group, Homing just went to China and will be coming back soon.
我们也可以看一下这些我们教会有许多不同的小组那执行的小组这些执行小组那当中洪明是他在寻求小组的带领。
So we ask you to pray for these different leaders. The worship group, Robert Gao has stepped into that position as a worship group leader and arranging the Sunday worship and everything.Because he stepped into that position, I've helping him with the prayer group leadership.
高弟兄他担任今年担任这个敬拜组的负责人，那我就替代他，我们担任这个祷告组的负责人。
Robert Gao today is in Colombia, and we pray for him as he's speaking in a church there today and could not be with us.
高弟兄在哥伦比亚讲道，我愿意为他祷告。
And the prayer group trying to share with you each week a prayer guide. Help us to know the things we can pray for. And I ask you to share any burdens you have to pray for, that you would share that with me.
祷告小组每个星期都会发一个些祷告事项给大家。那大家若是有特别事项需要加在上面希望跟我联系。
I ask your prayer today for...I just found out this morning that Nicholas' father, if you know Nick, his father, Michael Anthony, had a heart attack on Friday, and he's in the Shawnee Mission Hospital. We're going to visit him. So I ask you to add him to your prayer list.
比方今天我早晨突然听到一个消息巫师的弟兄跟我分享了就是 Nicholas 的父亲他有一个突然心脏病发了去 hospital, 去医院。
Our fellowship, we thank you for the, Yiming for his leadership there.
团契小组有一名弟兄带领。
Our mission group is thankful for Jimmy and his leadership in our mission group and the ministry. Thankful for Tony and his leadership.
宣道小组是金石弟兄带领。我们施工组是黄德南弟兄带领。
Because we have some changes that have come about this past year in the missions group, I'd like to have Jimmy to come forward if he would please and give us a report on the mission group.
Okay, 下面我们请金石弟兄对宣道做一个报告。
我教会宣道组实际上已经成立已经有好几年了，从2010年就已经成立。那开始是基弟兄才带领，那主要的就是说，focus。OK， 宣道组哈成立最早是在2010年，那刚开始的时候是基弟兄才带领。那今天现在宣道组的主要的着重点，一方面最主要一个是祷告。就是说为宣教士为宣教的项目，然后也为福音朋友祷告，然后还有一个你第二个是奉献，就是扶持宣教士工和宣教士，然后第三个就是鼓励弟兄姐妹能够参与整个教会的参与本地或全球的宣教施工。那宣教组的情缘就是说是何牧师还有王德南弟兄和高金秀弟兄还有我。那2017年本地的宣教就是说我们三月份的时候有将陆家弟兄的福音布道会，然后在暑期的时候有九位青少年参加了那个 CYA， 就是青少年才行动的活动。然后新单节的时候也组织了报佳音，就是去那些老医院报佳音的活动。然后全球宣教就是说从2017年开始就会开始扶持将陆家弟兄在德国的侍奉，也还有那个伊娃或Angel Yusei 他们在日本的宣教的侍奉。然后还有苏科是在中国，还有台湾花莲，然后我们也组织了，就是说宣教师来我们教会分享。那在七月份的时候有Robert 和 Christine 旺，哎呀，是他们是汪军，就是 Action Mission 的他们是的那个同工，他们才来到我们当中向我们介绍。就是说汪军这个宣教组织他们才回教的国家所进行的宣教的活动。那今年年初的时候还有江雅妹姊妹向我们介绍他是怎么从一个信福的然后转进为什么信基督向我们能够介绍。那Jenny 姊妹来过我们当中很多次，然后我们在三月份的时候也请Doug Brown Pastor Doug Brown 来我们当中来分享他是怎么准备歌营的见证。我不知道弟兄姐妹还有多少人能够记得他强调了有三点，就是说三个部分，两分钟的时间，一个问题。所以说你的见证就是说他建议你包括三个部分，你的从前，你为什么信，你信了以后，这三个部分，然后两分钟，然后一个问题，你要问一个问题。不知道弟兄姐妹如果自己的见证准备好吗？实际上当我们传福音的时候，人家问的最多的就是你为什么信，你怎么信的。所以说我们个人的见证实在是很重要。那今年呢，一方面今年的话就会才考虑，就是说花莲的一个短宣，一个短宣的时间大概是七月中旬。现在有两个方案，一个是七月九号到十三号，还有一个是七月十五到十九号。那一方面德维拉和克里斯坦两姐妹在那边准备这些党穴的安排。那一方面也请弟兄姐妹，还特别是小弟兄小姐妹们，你们如果你们有这个感动，有这个兴趣，盼望你们能够 跟这个宣教组的弟兄姐妹弟兄们那个交通，因为一方面我需要有这个机会，那神给我们赐给我们这个机会，那一方面也需要神赐给我们做工的人。那高弟兄他参事就说他会带你去，所以说如果你有这个感动的话，请尽快的联系，因为七月份到现在已经三月份了，所以说盼望如果有感动的话就跟福音组的宣道组的弟兄们联系。好，确实这样。
Thank you for that report, Jimmy. So we think about this, our church vision begins with the church families. It begins at our homes.
我们教会的意向是从我们每个家庭开始，在我们家庭里面开始。
So we and our families, we seek and pray begins with our church families. Worship and Bible study also begins with our church families as well as our individual time.
所以我们的敬拜，我们的圣经的学习，我们都是从我们的家庭当中开始。
Our fellowship and care begins with the church families, and our mission and ministry begins with church families.
我们的团契，我们的在一起，我们都是从我们教会的家庭当中开始。
So our families are so very important. These are things that need to be going on in our families, and encouraging our families to.Do these things, please. We need to pray for our families.
所以家庭是非常重要的，所以我们愿意我们大家都为这个各个家庭、教会各个家庭祷告。
And then our church vision continues with our small church groups.
我们教会的意向也在我们各个小组当中，在进行当中。
So that our small groups that meet on Friday nights.That they are seeking and prayer continues with these groups. Worship and Bible study continuing with these groups.
那些小组他们在当中他们在寻求神的话语，他们在学习神的话语，每个星期五晚上。
The fellowship and care continues with these small groups. And mission and ministry continues as they reach out as these small groups.
那个团契与关怀一般都是从那些小组当中开始的。
And so we need to pray, not only for our families, we pray for these small groups as they work together.
我们不仅要为我们的家庭祷告，也要为那一些各个不同的团契小组祷告。
And then the church vision culminates with the whole church.
然后我们这个教会的意向在所有的弟兄姐妹当中，整个教会当中，大家都有一个统一的看见。
The whole church seeking and praying.Together, worship and Bible study, fellowship and care, mission and ministry. This is the whole church coming together.
所以大家在一起祷告，大家在一起敬拜，大家在一起学习，一起的关怀，一起的团契，我们在一起，有一个统一的意向。
We pray for our families, we pray for these small groups, and we pray for the whole church.
我们为我们的家庭祷告，为我们的团契小组祷告，为我们的教会祷告。
So this is a reminder to us that as this vision starts in the families, this with the parents and the children.
这个也是提醒我们从家庭当中开始，从父母，从孩子。
We also have 9 small groups. We have some of these reporting today.
我们也有9个团契的小组，今天有些小组也会在这边做报告。
And they continue the church vision through these small groups.
那些团契小组是真正把那些教会的意向实现。
And then the whole church, the church vision with the leaders group, the executive groups, small groups, and church co-workers.
然后最后就是我们的带领的小组，我们的同工会，我们在一起把这个教会的意向实施。
The seeker group today, I think that Homing was not able to return from China yet. He'll be back very shortly. But we need to continue to pray for the seeker group.
寻求小组是洪明弟兄带领，他因为还在中国没有办法回来，所以我们要继续为这个小组祷告。
And we remember this group as it meets. The next group we have up here is a youth group.
下面是年轻人组。
And our youth, our middle school and high school students meet on Friday nights.
我们这边的中学的或者高中的学生每个星期晚上在一起聚会。
We've been studying how to study the Bible, how the different Bible study methods, how you can have a time alone with God.
我们在学习就是如何学习圣经的方法，包括我们如何跟神有一个单独的交通。
And then at the end of March, we finished that study together, and on the Easter Sunday, we have a guest speaker who's coming, Andy Castrol.
三月底我们这个小组就会完了，然后复活节的时候我们会邀请一个讲员 Andy Castrol, 一个年轻的讲员。
And he has spoken to many college groups and youth groups, and he's going to give for us the evidence for Easter, the evidences for the resurrection.
他跟许多的其他的年轻的人有这样的分享这个见证，他会讲如何这复活节的见证在哪。
So the evidences is kind of brings us to starting in April, our youth, we're going to look at know why you believe.If you're called upon, can you show the reasons why you believe this? And so we're going to look at that so we can be able to explain the evidences why I believe this.
四月份的时候我们就会开始一个新的题目，就是为什么我会相信。所以在这个边我们就会讲到许多证明。
Please pray for our young people. There are many temptations, there are many attacks.Upon the faith of young people, and especially as they in high school and middle school and get ready to go to college, they need to be prepared for that.
我愿意你们都为我们年轻的一代祷告，特别是中学生、高中生，他们还没有去大学，他们是一个成长的过程，愿意我们都他们成熟起来为这个大学做准备。
And we like to get the young people more involved in different ways in our services.
我们也愿意年轻人在我们的施工当中也有承担一些责任。
This past year, we started a new small group, Santa Fe Towers. These are two large buildings. 240 older people live in these buildings. And last April, we started this group. And so I'd like to have Brother Andrew come and give us a report on this, our Santa Fe Towers group.
从去年四月份开始，我们有一个新的查经小组，是 Santa Fe Tower， 那些有420多个老年人住在那边。我想请张弟兄跟我们介绍一下。
Santa Fe Tower 在哪里呀、啊？在 Santa Fe 81街，你看到、那个 Overland Park 的那个钟楼啊，卖市场的那个钟楼有没有？你们有的不晓得，就在那旁边。你看到那也十层楼，那里面刚刚。何牧师讲过的有400多个人，全部是就是退休以后的，收入低，没有达到这个，可能是在1000块之下的，或者是我不知道多少的，你才能够进那个公寓呀。公寓是租的比较便宜，一个月的话可能是150到200，我不知道。但是这里面现在住的有。我们这里说很多都是苏联还有东欧的国家，还有我们这个国内来的，还有台湾的，还有这个韩国人，还有其他的少数的，我不晓得可能有东南亚的人在里面。所以那时候我们的弟兄肖弟兄都在后面，今天楚弟兄没有来，我跟他说我们要看这张照片，我们查经的聚会的人就像我们是去年4月28号的时候成立的，我想那时候是何牧师他邀请的，他有一张卡片邀请大家去参加。礼拜三早上10:30 到十点到十一点半在那边查经。最初的时候引出这个想法的是这个是吴思乐啊，因为常常他送那个楚弟兄他们，还有我自己也是在那里，因为好几个我们老年人啊，像那个李伯伯啊，还有一些他们不能出来了，他们就住在那边，我们那时候有时候去参，就是说帮助他们在话语上面所需要的时候查经，那是寻求消子之前，我们叫做一个山东帮，何明啊、王侯明啊，我们呢、啊、还有这些李大爷，差不多有七八个人在那边聚集，以后就分散了。但是引进的，我们现在有个新的看见那里。那我们聚会的内容是就是查经的方式。最早的时候我们是用路加福音，何牧师还有那个影片啊、影像啊，叫做基督认识基督的，就是用路加福音的内容做这个教材，所以我们已经查完了。我们查了一张里面所讲的事以后，就放电影给他们看，耶稣基督是怎么样的在我们人中间来生活。所以我们查路加福音最重要的一句话就是说，人子来是要寻找失散的人。我们查完了路加福音呢，哎，我说路加还写了一本书叫做使徒行传，既然传了福音有这么多人愿意信了，我们教会怎么成立啊？我们说再查路加福音下面的一卷就是什么使徒行传，我们就查了使徒行传从一章到七章，因为是初期的教会的建立。大家听得见吗？我声音你们听得见吗？我看到那边好像没有动静啊。但那就成立的时候就是叫我们看到教会的历史，初期教会怎么样在这个成长中间，他们同心合一的兴旺福音，以后教会越来越大，一下子在耶路撒冷的教会差不多第一次布道三千人，第二次布道五千人，以后一万多人，教会这么大，哇，那些法利赛的人这是异端啊，叫做加利利派的耶稣帮派，他要说这个离开他们教会啊，他们的那个犹太教的思想，所以来逼迫教会，保罗是其中一个，抓了教会信耶稣的人就进去。后来教会受了逼迫以后，我们从这个斯提法第七章开始逼迫以后，教会就分散了，我们就停止了。我说这样子你就知道初期教会的信徒是何等的爱主耶稣，愿意传福音，受苦受难，逼迫寻道。后来我们就回来再说了，为什么呢？回来我们现在查约翰福音，我们查约翰的福音的话，就一方面中间有信徒已经多年了，我们要他们更多的认识耶稣基督，做他们个人救主的时候，怎么样把耶稣基督对我们的教导，约翰福音是最深刻的，个人传道，全体传道，耶稣基督就是要你跟他联络，成为什么？连为一体，何以常常耶稣说你在我里面我在父里面，所以你念约翰福音的时候就像耶稣基督跟你个人讲道，在灵修方面神与你联合在一起，这是最美的。所以我们现在开始了查约翰福音，我们现在正在开始的时候就查这本书，我们查经的地方在里面是在交易厅啊。这个圣塔费的话，现在冬天的话本来有个户外的活动，这个户外活动我们是请那个肖弟兄，他们这个中间有的人啊愿意喜欢打太极球，哎，他们有要求的话就在礼拜三下午四点就在那边举行了一段了，他是教八景段了，是不是肖弟兄呀？美国人都有，不是中国人，都是希望学，我不知道以后春天来了以后是不是还是继续举行啊。另外一个我们在活动方面有时候我们也去参观，我们在9月28号好像是礼拜三的时候，何牧师租了一部车可以坐15个人的，我们有外国人去的，一起到哪里去啊？我在这里坑坑心里住那么久了，有一个地方说很好看的我没有去过，就是 美国钱币啊纸币啊印造的印造厂，你知道在哪里？很好的，你需要去看礼拜三，哎，有半价，年轻啊，不是老年人的半价啊。这个地方看完我们就去看另外一个，就是第一次世界大战的博览会，就在那里。有没有你看到 Kansas City 有一个那个高塔，在那个 Crown Center 的旁边那个地方，就在底下，哎，也很值得看。你看了以后你就知道，哇， Kansas City 还有这么大的，全国只有唯一的这个世界第一次大战的这种历史的背景在底下。那他们很高兴回来了。那另外一个我们也是说没有了是吧？
没有了，
一分钟，很好了，一分钟就完了。那这个照片照出来的话，就是这些成员在这里面。那何牧师照相他不在里面，其实他有一张他在里面的第一张啊。一分钟就讲完了，底下的话我们就是为这些事情祷告。我们参加的人差不多有开，就是到12个到17个中间，全部住在里面，我们数过以后可能有这个18个到20个人，中国人。所以参加的话就是这些的信的差不多一半以上，他们也不是说住在那边，就是我们教会也有从北边教会的一个姊妹，还有一个拉萨勒教会的也有个姊妹，他们也来参与，还有 Emmanuel 那边有一对夫妇也是参与。那我们现在最需要的是要大家帮忙的话，如果你有时间你可以去参加他们的时候帮忙他们翻圣经，他们还不太熟悉圣经在哪里在哪里，如果你来了帮助他翻圣经就好了。我谢谢大家为我们祷告，我们需要的是真正的爱心付出。
So we have 15, average 15 to come to this Bible study, and four of them are, at least four of them are unbelievers, but they're coming every week because they want to learn more. They've never been to church before in their lives.
我们大概有十五个人在那聚会，有四个是慕道友。
At Christmas time, we went caroling at this building, and they had never heard caroling before, and we caroled, and they were so happy to have us come to their homes.
圣诞节，上个圣诞节，我们去那边唱圣诗。
On Saturdays, once every 2 months, we have the Evergreen group that meets, and so pray for that group.
每两个月大概我们有一个聚会，就是那些年长的弟兄长青聚会。
This past fall, we started a men's group.
Okay, 从去年的秋季开始，我们有一个弟兄的查经。
And we meet Sunday afternoon and evenings home. It's a good way to encourage one another. We have prayer partners. We also pray for one another.
我们每个星期的4点钟到5点半，我们在家里面在一起聚会。
We started by looking at the life of David.
我们开始是学大卫的生平经历。
And now we are studying the methods of Bible study and also various topics and questions that the brothers have. We bring it up and we discuss these things.
我们现在在学习解经的方式，但是我们也在有其他的题目我们也拿出来一起讨论。
And it's an 8-week time and then we take a break and then we start up another topic for 8 weeks.
基本上是八个星期，然后完了之后我们休息一段时间，然后我们再重新开始。
And then the women's group.
下面有姊妹的，还有姊妹的查经小组。
As you can see, the picture explains the whole Bible study.
你们可以看见这个图片，这就是我们所学的，一起学经的。
Because of Adam and Eve's sin.There was created a dark hole or a void in man's heart.
因为亚当夏娃他们的犯罪，所以在我们的身上就有一个黑洞。
And the key to filling this void was a relationship with Jesus Christ.
要把这个洞补上，我们是要建立与耶稣的关系。
So this Bible study is to help us keep God on the throne in our hearts instead of ourselves and our flesh.
这个学经的主要的就是，让耶稣基督坐在我们心中的宝座上，让我们仍然一直有他跟他美好的关系。
I'll just go over briefly a few of the topics. How to love and forgive, and this is not instantaneous. We have to purpose ourselves, I will love, I will forgive. And the feelings may take a while, but they will come.
比方我们有的有个题目就是如何爱以及宽恕。当然这个不是一下子就能学会的，我们需要一个过程。
Conquering fear, dealing with anger.
我们如何去战胜这个恐惧，我们如何去what's the other one?如何去克服我们的愤怒。
And running our emotions through biblical principles, and I think this is very important for we women.
特别是对姊妹来说，有一个很重要的题目就是如何控制我们的情绪。
How to keep from being deceived, and that's another issue we women seem to have a problem with at times.
我们常常也会被受骗，所以我们要学习如何。不被受骗。
Keeping a meek and quiet spirit.
特别是我们要有一个谦卑的态度，谦卑的灵。
Overcoming failures.
我们也要战胜那生活当中的许多挫折。
Lessons on discipleship from Naomi.
我们也学Naomi 的那个他给我们的这个如何他给我们的那些教那个生活的经历教训。
And the last one is probably the most fun, suffering.
最后一个就是最有意思的，就是如何去针对我们生活当中的挫折。
Now I won't lie to you, the beginning of this Bible study was not easy.
那一开始的时候我们确实不是很容易的。
This is in English.
就是这个交通是用英文交通的。
And there are many, many, many scriptures. The church we came from believed in backing everything up with lots of scripture.
我们许多的题目都是用经文来解释的，特别特别多的经文。
And the scriptures are in King James to make it more difficult.
那些都是用King James 的那个经文。
And I think Ping, she decided to type out the verses and translate into Chinese, so I appreciate her help.
我们当中有姊妹把那个经文翻译成中文。
I couldn't quite figure out why there was more spiritual attacks with this Bible study than the first Bible study.
我不知道为什么会好像我们有些属灵上的征战。
Friday, I was watching Billy Graham's funeral.
这星期五我在看 Billy Graham 的葬礼。
And it occurred to me, he had a very simple gospel.
我觉得Billy Graham 他有一个非常简单的福音。
He saved or led so many people to salvation, probably millions of people.
他的福音，他传讲的福音，帮助许许多多的人，去相信主。
With a very simple gospel.
一个非常简单的信息。
And this Bible study is actually pretty simple.
这个学经，这个查经也是非常的简单。
So I came to the conclusion that the devil does not like simple.
我的结论是，可能是那些魔鬼他不喜欢那个简单的信息。
Simple can cross culture boundaries.Economic boundaries, educational boundaries.
因为简单的信息非常容易超越这个文化的差距，超越经济上的差距。
So, at times, perhaps we need to go back instead of go forward seeking deep, deep things.
也许有的时候我们要退一步，要特别的在想，我们是要很深入的学习。还是我们要回到一个简单的非常清楚的信息当中。
I wanted to read a verse. You all know it's the Great Commission, and I have to read it because I'm nervous.
我愿意读一下那个我们这个大使命的 圣经的经节。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, that's all people groups.
所以你们要去使万民都做我的门徒。
I have caught myself just looking for Chinese people to seek out, and that's not what the Bible tells me to do.
有些时候这个好像是神说我们只是去跟中国人传福音。我觉得这个神在这边教导的是我们要跟所有的人传福音。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
我们要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So have we accepted Christ as our Savior, number one. Number two, have we gone through a scriptural baptism, a water immersion baptism?
所以我们要给他们传福音的时候，我要看他们是不是能够在那个圣灵这个父子灵当中给他们的施洗。
Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. This is discipleship.
所以下面讲我要吩咐你们的就是要教训他们遵守。这是我们所以我们培训门徒培训就是这方面的工作。
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
最后就是我与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So I believe this Bible study, if we haven't checked off all these things in our life, if we haven't done them or we're not doing them, that perhaps this Bible study, we can help each other, we can grow our hearts together.
我想这个圣经的学习就是就像我们要看到这些字句，我们确实要在生活当中有这样的见证。
We can hold up our shields together and fight the fiery darts of the devil.
我们可以把我们可以在一起来战胜这些魔鬼的挑战。
And there's one question in this Bible study that has stuck with me again and again, and I'm going to personalize it. Do I love God?
这个圣经学习常常提醒我，一次一次的提醒我，我是不是真正的爱主
？Do I love God?
我这当中首先强调的是我自己。
Do I love God?
我是不是真正的爱主？
So I'll leave that to you to find an answer. And we're taking a 5-week spring break. So we will come back together the second Sunday in April.
我愿意把这个话，把这刚刚的问题让你们自己去寻求这个答案。我们会有五个星期的 break。然后我们会回来继续学习。
Probably. And I will say I'm very, very proud of all the women who have come.
我非常我为那些姊妹们非常的自豪。
And I did not know this, but this is actually taught in our, it's kind of a shepherd school ministry, which is Bible college level, so thumbs up.
这个课程实际上是在圣经学校里教授的一个课程，所以我愿意为大家都起敲大拇指。
Thank you.
So the ladies' study is in English, but the men's study is in Chinese. And we'd like to have, at the end here, finally, a financial report, please.
虽然说这个数字可能很枯燥，就像一个家一样，刚才说是我们是一个家，那我们要知道家里的财务的情况究竟是怎样。那我们主要看就是
好，我们主要看这个最后的两栏两个 column， 一个是最右边的这一栏是2016年的财务的报告这个这一栏是2017年的，所以两者有一个比较。那我报告就是我们一般的在收入上面2016年是我们奉献是185,296。那在2017年是187,396。所以差不多就是我们奉献的收入在2017年基本上和2016年是一样，大概多出2000块。这是我们奉献的报告。那在 支出上面基本上多数是一样的，当然在2017年我们在这个薪资上面我们的支出增加了一些，那其他没有特别的。有一点我要指出来，就是我们在宣道上面2017年好像略少了一些，和2016年比少一些，但是我想我们又有今年我们有一些变动，我们支持了几位新的传教士或者是服事的弟兄，所以我们在2018年我们在宣道上的支出会继续的增加。我们看下一页。下一页这个数字稍微大一点。好，我们看这个，所以最后就是说这一栏哈是我们2017的总的支出是168762块，相对2016年大概多了2万多一点，所以到最后我们看这里有一行叫 net， 是我们今年的结余，就是2017年我们最后的结余是18633，相对于2016年减少一些，但是感谢主，神还是恩待我们。因为说实在话，就是说做财务的话，每个月最担心的就是看见说好我们的数字好像是负的，当然不表示我们不可以用哈。其实这是我们这里的每一分钱都是弟兄姊妹奉献在神的面前，所以在神的家中我们是要谨慎的使用，但希望我们都是把它用在对的地方。那我知道我这里报告的只是一个大概，我们知道总的奉献的收入和总的这个结余的情况当然具体用的每一项可能我们时间的关系不能在这里一一的报告哈。当然我每一次开同工会的时候，其实这个你所看到的报告也就是我们每一次在同工会的时候的报告，那这个通常我们到年底这个就是12月的报告，因为12月的报告就反映了整年度的财务的情况，所以我就是你们所看到就是同工会里面我们所报告的内容。如果在这些支出的细节上面你有问题或者有建议，那欢迎你来跟我个人讲，但是也是在同工会的上面，就是我们可以比较仔细一点的审查这些支出的项目，也来提出可以改进的地方。好，最后我报告一下，就是所以我们目前到12月底2017年12月底就是在我们的账户上面这个有65975加上这个建堂上面有16000所以总共是就是这两个数字是我们目前在银行账号上的数字，然后除此以外我们有54万是放在 CD 的里面，就是定期存款的里面。
谢谢。我知道这些好像很仔细的东西，但是这个是关乎我们在教会里面的生活。刚才何牧师在报告这个我们聚会的这个到这个提议的上面，那我们这个是上个礼拜天晚上开了大概4个小时会，然后礼拜三也大概1个小时，昨天也大概2个小时。那其中有一件事情我想就是补充的，就是我们还有另外一个提议，就是这个提议何牧师大概是忘记了，所以我另外这个提议就是说，我们合堂是一个月一次，然后其他的时候还是有中文有英文这样子的聚会，就其实好像现在这样子，但是只是加一个合堂，就是一个月一次这样子合堂。为什么会有这个建议呢？我先问一下大家弟兄姐妹啊，刚才其实何牧师也讲了，那个我们的是一个身体，一个肢体，一个脚，可不可以就是 离开这个身体，不可以嘛啊！但是如果今天有一个肢体，有一些肢体不在了，我们有没有什么感觉？我们有没有什么感觉？我们的感觉是什么？我们的感觉是没有所谓啊，他们走就走了，还是我们心里忧伤？为什么他们要走？是不是他们没有得着在这里得着供应？所以我们今天我们要想一下，是没有错，和何牧师讲的这些都是这些理由都是很充分的，我觉得，比方说我们能够用我们的这个资源然后大家可以一起在一家人一起聚会，这个也是我们需要思想的。所以我的意思是，我们3月18号我们有一个扩大的同工会，请大家准备参加，就是来我们看看我们前面往前的时候我们的聚会大家喜欢哪一个，就是你们的选择是怎么样。因为我知道这里不只是一个声音，这里有几个声音，有一些弟兄他们是愿意听中文的讲道也可能，当然我们说这个是不是可以，我们怎么样不要为着这些不同那叫我们的肢体分裂，这个是我们今天为什么说我们讲到这个合一的原因，是因为我们这里有不同的声音，有不同的需要，那我们是不是可以在主里面，在耶稣里基督里面，我们一起来思考这些事情。那我是不愿意看到我们走一个方向的时候会产生一些弟兄姐妹要离开，这样子我是问大家，你们觉得这样子有没有感觉，有没有对这些肢体是有没有感觉，我们怎么样能够包容扶持大家所以我就补充一下这样。那我们先欢迎第一次来我们当中的